This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at some of the very vulnerable responses, at least vulnerable to attack on a debate stage. Could be the debate stage for the vice presidential candidates tomorrow, or it could be the presidential debate stage, which, believe it or not, it is stunning to me, is a week from tonight. Yeah, isn't that amazing? That all coming up here on the Michael Medved Show. We will be talking about those vulnerable responses from Joe Biden last night in a town hall on NBC with undecided voters. It's a town hall that a lot of people have said, critically, featured a lot of softball questions, and some of the voters didn't sound all that undecided. They sounded that they were as if they were moving over to Biden. In terms of the world of polling, and again, there are hundreds and hundreds of polls that are being taken now in every state in the union, sometimes in every congressional district, that are giving you different information and different impressions about what's going on. But if you take the average of them and the most prominent polls and the most leading and significant polls, they are giving you a picture. And some of the polling shows good news for Republicans when it comes to Senate races and not such good news when it comes to the presidential race. And let me just cover both of them with you very quickly. Some of the good news in the senatorial races. There's only two seats that Democrats hold because the Republicans control the Senate majority. And the Senate is on a six-year cycle. And you remember that 6 years ago, 2014, which was the last midterm election during the Obama administration was not particularly popular, as was shown when people voted Donald Trump into office 2 years later. But 2014, the Republicans took over the Senate. And most of the people who got elected to the United States Senate in 2014, 6 years ago, were Republicans. And so they're defending a lot of seats. There are about five Republican seats at risk and two real possibilities for the Democrats losing a seat to a Republican. Now, it's crucial because when you talk about winning control of the U.S. Senate, the fact that the Republican is running away with the Senate race in Alabama is significant. There's a Auburn University at Montgomery poll of Alabama likely voters, and it showed that Tommy Tuberville, who is a former football coach at Auburn University, is leading the Democrat, Senator Doug Jones, by 12 points. And say goodnight, Irene. I mean, this race is not likely to be close. I doubt that the Democrats are going to put much money into the race. In fact, I was reading a bulletin that Senator Jones is begging the Democratic Party to try to rescue him, but President Trump is going to carry Alabama by a big margin, and Alabama may be the most Republican state in the country, and the Republicans are going to pick up a Senate seat there. And that means if they held all their own Senate seats, that would give them 54-46. So they would have to lose a full four Senate seats, assuming they win in Alabama. The other place where Republicans have a shot, at least, is the state of Michigan. The problem with the state of Michigan is not the Senate candidate, who's outstanding, John James, who would become the second black Republican U.S. senator, running against a non-entity named Gary Peters. The problem for John James is that Trump is not doing so well in Michigan. There's a new Detroit News poll of Michigan, and it shows Biden leading Trump by 9 points. And in terms of the crucial swing states that he carried last time, Michigan, with its 16 electoral votes, is the one where there are signs that this is not going to flip over to President Trump. Probably not. Now, there are other state polls, which we can get to in a moment. But the big news really is a national poll, which just is devastating. And what it shows is that people hated the debate. A lot of people shifted away from President Trump because of the debate. And particularly undecided people began to disappear. There were significant numbers of undecided people in the CNN poll a month ago. 6%, 8%, depends on whether you're talking about likely voters or registered voters. But now, among likely voters, people who say, yep, we are sure to go out and vote, 98% have made up their mind. 57% say they back Biden, 41% say they back Trump. Okay, you can do the math. That's a 16-point advantage. No challenger ever to an incumbent president has had a 16-point advantage. That just hasn't happened. And they say in announcing this result, regardless of Biden's national lead, the race for the White House will ultimately come down to a handful of swing states that will drive the outcome in the Electoral College. The former vice president leads in several of these critical battlegrounds, but by more narrow margins than his national advantage. So the election isn't over. But this is a warning message to President Trump and his campaign. Likely voters, they report, broadly prefer Biden over Trump on a number of issues that voters consider critically important in the race, including the coronavirus outbreak. And this is the first poll where most of the poll was conducted after people knew that the president was suffering from the coronavirus. On coronavirus, people prefer Biden by 21 points. On health care, they prefer Biden by 20 points. Racial inequality in America, they prefer Biden by 26 points. Nominations to the Supreme Court, they prefer Biden by 16 points. Even on crime and safety, which is supposed to be it's an issue where President Trump was hoping to gain ground, Biden is well ahead by more than 10 points. Biden's favorability ratings improved after the debate. Trump's went down. And here is the one that is just stunning. First of all, among women, 98% of women say they've made up their mind. They're not undecided anymore. They're not voting third party. And that's, by the way, a very, very big difference in these numbers, between these numbers and 2016. In 2016, third party candidates ended up getting 6%. In this election, they're going to get less than 3%. And that probably hurts President Trump. Why? Because he has a solid base of support. But if Joe Biden doesn't have votes taken away from him by a Green Party or a Libertarian Party, that means that the edge among women is now more than 2-1. It's 66-32. And here's the fascinating thing. I mean, when you talk about the education gap that people talk about, that people with college degrees who are white people are overwhelmingly Democratic now. It's not necessarily the case in this poll, but the debate itself played a very big role. How do we know? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody loves him,
Michael Medved.
But I will tell you this, he's very tough.
Well, try to be. And again, you've got to be tough when you start looking at these numbers, both the encouraging numbers and the not so encouraging numbers. One of the encouraging numbers came in from North Carolina, where it's neck and neck between Trump and Biden. And but it's also where Tom Tillis, who is one of those senators who took ill, he has the coronavirus. He's right now quarantined, of course. He's in isolation, but he should be back and is certainly planning to be back at the Senate to vote on the confirmation hearings, because he basically they're going to be doing these hearings, Lindsey Graham says, by remote. And that's because Mike Lee, who is also a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is also sick. And so that's happening, but Tom Tillis has closed the gap with his opponent, Cal Cunningham. Now, his opponent, Cal Cunningham, is a state senator who, I don't know why he was running so far ahead of Tillis for a while, but not anymore. And partially because he has been involved in a very, very embarrassing sexting scandal, where he's acknowledged he was involved with a married woman, not his wife. And even though there are obviously parts of the country where that wouldn't make a difference, North Carolina isn't one of them. And Cal Cunningham, the opponent of Tom Tillis, was running as, quote, a family values Democrat. Well, it's going to be tougher now. And meanwhile, there's also the thing that's going to be challenging for President Trump is the indications of this big CNN poll are that a lot of people who would describe themselves as undecided or leaning one way or another decided after the debate. Among women voters, only 2% say they're either undecided or voting for a third-party candidate. Now, that means that what President Trump has to do is more than he did in 2016. In 2016, because partially of that James Comey story about reopening the investigation of Hillary's emails, that occurred 10 days before the election. And that meant that with people who were late deciders, people who were undecided up to the very end, President Trump won overwhelmingly. And the fact is, there are not enough undecided people right now, at least according to nearly all of these polls. Joe Biden appeared last night on NBC, was with Lester Holt, and it was a town hall format. And supposedly they had recruited undecided voters. But a lot of those voters, as in clip 8, did not appear to be quite so undecided, and particularly when it came to setting up Biden to talk about his handling of the dictators of the world. Listen.
I have taken on the very people that, in fact, we're worried about. I've taken on the Castros of the world. I've taken on the Putins of the world. I've taken on all these dictators. I haven't cozied up to them. I'm the guy that's been straightforward with them. I'm the guy that let them know it stops here. It stops with me. It stops with me as president. I am no more a socialist than or a communist than Donald Trump is. Well, I won't say it anyway.
Okay, it sounds fairly good, except it's not based on any history. I would follow up, if you got a follow-up question, where have you taken on the Castro brothers? It was actually the Obama administration that made nice to the Castros, not getting anything in return. And by the way, negotiating something with Cuba to have a more tranquil relationship, sure, why not? But get something back from them in terms of more respect for human rights in a country that has been brutal on any disagreement or any attempts at free expression. And then there was a young female questioner who asked Vice President Biden, what would happen to the, quote, right to abortion in America if Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed for the Supreme Court? Listen.
Hi. I knew whenever I was graduating high school and entering college that I wanted to obtain my degree and start a career before starting a family. Having access to birth control and safe reproductive health care was imperative in making that true for me. So considering the new Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett, what are your particular plans to protect women's reproductive rights in the U.S.?
Number one, we don't know exactly what she will do, although the expectation is that she may very well move to overrule Roe. But the only responsible response to that would be to pass legislation making Roe the law of the land. That's what I would do.
Okay, it's a ridiculous answer on every level. First of all, she wasn't asking about Roe. She wasn't asking about abortion. She said reproductive rights. And she also talked about birth control. And the idea of passing national legislation to reaffirm Roe, I know there are Democrats who've talked about that, but that's a radical idea. The whole idea, first of all, the Supreme Court and Justice, soon to be Justice, now Judge Barrett, has said she has no intention of discarding Roe. It's actually going back to understanding what Roe initially stipulated, which was that the government does have a right to restrict abortion in the last 3 months of pregnancy, and even to restrict it more than it is now in the middle 3 months of pregnancy. And Roe did not give an absolute right to abortion on demand at any time, at any stage of pregnancy, at any kind of circumstances. And the idea that Joe Biden thinks we should have a national law codifying Roe when the court can't even make up its mind what Roe really means, maybe with Justice Barrett they will be able to. Then Joe Biden had one of his stronger answers, I guess, when it came to a question about, well, one of President Trump's favorite subjects, wearing masks. President, I am sure, is not likely to bring that up again at the next debate, the way he did at the first debate, attacking Joe Biden for wearing a big mask at all times. But that question came up last night. We will get to that. We will also get to a Republican senator speaks out about moving forward with a Supreme Court nomination. How does that poll? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael MedVet Show.
This is outrageous.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election. The president added he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market did not respond positively to that news, with the Dow dropping significantly in the final hour of trading to close 378 points lower, shaving 1.3% off the day's gains. The S&P 500 ended the day down 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6%. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who tested positive for COVID-19. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs to quarantine at home. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved show. Look, I'm not one of the all-time great fans of masks, but I think they're important. And I have been trained, and not from the beginning of the pandemic, but I've been trained recently to deal with masks. We have, as you know, our oldest daughter, and I've mentioned her many times, our oldest daughter teaches high school in New York City, and her school is open, and they are very careful with masks and with plexiglass screens and with people sitting as far away as possible. But still, it's New York City, which has been a center of the pandemic, and when our daughter came to fly out here over the summer, we tried to be very cautious about when she came and was staying in our house. She was staying upstairs. My wife and I stayed downstairs. We were all wearing masks most of the time. And she's back now for the Jewish holiday that we're in the middle of, the Feast of Tabernacles. And again, because she was on the airplane, we're all wearing masks pretty much all the time. And even inside, with her here. It's an excess of caution, but it seems to be a reasonable thing to do. When we go out for walks, when we're with our daughter, we're wearing masks. And I don't see somebody who isn't wearing masks who might be walking by with his or her family maskless and say, "Oh my goodness, what a shirker, what a danger, what a terrible thing." But look, I do think it makes sense for anybody, conservative or liberal or anywhere in between, to go ahead and be cautious if it could save your life or somebody else's life. Why not? But Joe Biden elevated that idea of mask wearing in his town hall last night on NBC. Here's what he said in clip 10.
The recent poll said 65% of Americans think the president bears some responsibility for contracting this virus. Do you agree?
Look, anybody who contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them. If these people took off their masks, and they all have them on, I noticed, and just all of a sudden got in a gaggle and started talking to one another, well, they're taking responsibility that, in fact, they should be held responsible for. Because every major scientist and doctor and immunologist has said that's a very dangerous thing to do. The particles and droplets can stay in the air for a long time, longer than they thought. It can go beyond 10 feet. There's all kinds of things they've learned. And no, and it's, look, I view wearing this mask not so much protecting me, but as a patriotic responsibility. All the tough guys say, I'm not wearing a mask, I'm not afraid. Well, be afraid for your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, your neighbor, your co-worker. That's who you're protecting having this mask on, and it should be viewed as a patriotic duty.
Okay, this is one of the reasons, it seems to me, because President Trump saw fit to attack masks in the debate on Tuesday night, that in this new national poll, there are no undecided women. They've all switched, and they've all gone over to the other side. And I think the president will do well in the next debate if he acknowledges that he has learned about the virus. He said that he learned about it by combating it. And he gets more in line with the idea that, no, there is nothing phony or dishonest or conspiratorial about the coronavirus and efforts to try to not spread it. Vice President Biden also spoke at a different event, and he had his most controversial, strange statement in that event, where he was talking about race relations. Now, race relations is one of those issues where he has just a tremendous advantage in the polling, not just among people of color, but among white people, too. They ask who's better able to handle race relations, Trump or Biden. People say Biden. Despite the fact that he ended up saying something yesterday that could many easily be considered racially insensitive. Listen.
Because the American public, the blinders have been taken off. They've all of a sudden seen a hell of a lot clearer. They've seen, geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Okay, the idea that some black woman stocking the grocery shelf, I understand what he was trying to say. But you can imagine if President Trump had said something like that, there would probably be a lot more angry response. Meanwhile, I was impressed, and I've been generally impressed. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia is running in a very complicated race. It's one of those jungle primaries, as it's called, where all the Republicans and all the Democrats run together. And she is ahead, but it's close for the top three. The others in the top three are Doug Collins, another Republican, and then Raphael Warnock, who is a black pastor, Democrat. They're all close. Now, it could be two Republicans against each other in the general election, in which case it will help cement Republican control. But it's certainly possible that we won't know who's controlling the Senate if she ends up in a general election battle with Raphael Warnock, the Democrat. In any event, she was on yesterday with Martha McCallum on Fox talking about the confirmation of Judge Barrett. Listen.
Senate Judiciary has announced their schedule. They're going to stick to it starting Monday, October 12th. They're going to be offering the hybrid hearings that we've done so well in the Senate. I mean, Chuck Schumer's never complained about that. And so what need to do is just keep moving forward. I mean, look, this is we're completely capable of operating in a hybrid mode. That's going to happen. And then the vote won't come until the end of the month. We will get that vote done. We'll confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and we'll fulfill our constitutional duty to the American people.
And that, it seems to me, is clear and it's direct. And one of the things I mentioned before we went to the break last time, that there's polling about this that is contradictory. When people are asked, who do you want to appoint the next justice to the Supreme Court, they say, well, we want Biden. We don't want Trump to appoint anymore. We want Biden. However, when people are asked, do you think that Amy Coney Barrett should be confirmed to the Supreme Court, people overwhelmingly think yes. And I do think that this is something that is going to help Republican Senate candidates. It's going to help the president. And the truth of the matter is that Judge Barrett is a winner in every way. And Trump, of course, loves winners. And when I say winner, she's going to be an outstanding justice. She is also somebody who ends up making the conservative side look reasonable and constructive and warm-hearted and young. And the kind of stuff that people claim against conservatives all the time, Judge Barrett is an instant rebuttal. So is there a Democratic strategy overall for winning this presidential election and winning senatorial elections? Does that strategy involve being forthright or maybe something else? We'll get to that on the Medved Show.
What kind of a show are you guys putting? Show are you on here today?
The Michael Medved Show.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, there was a fascinating commentary last night that was on CNN, where Manu Raju, who is no conservative, was talking about how difficult it's been for him to try to get some answers from a guy named Jamie Harrison. Who is Jamie Harrison? He is the chair of the Democratic Party in South Carolina. He's 44 years old. He is definitely a rising star. He's African-American. He's running against Lindsey Graham. And that is unexpectedly, and it is a shock to everybody. Lindsey Graham normally wins in landslides in South Carolina. He does. He's had some difficult primaries in the past because there are some folks on the Republican side who don't go along with Lindsey. But against Jamie Harrison, who grew up in an impoverished home, single mom, he won a scholarship to Yale. He then went to Georgetown University Law Center, one of the country's top law schools. And he's been a Democratic operative and a lobbyist. He's also worked in the charitable sphere, and he's 44 years old. And if it is hard to believe, but for people who think America has an incurably racist history, the one thing that is remarkable is that Jamie Harrison is running so close to Lindsey Graham. According to some polls, they're tied right now. And then the reason it's so remarkable is South Carolina, which was the cradle of the Confederacy, and it was, really was the first state to talk about secession. South Carolina, at the time of the Civil War, had a slave majority, actually. Most of the people who lived in the state were black, and they were enslaved. And now, if Jamie Harrison won, there would be two senators, one Republican, the outstanding Tim Scott, who spoke so well at the convention, and is such an outstanding member of the Senate. And if Harrison did beat Lindsey Graham, this Jamie Harrison. But before he wins, before people are ready to anoint him, there's a full month to go. Lindsey Graham is going to get a lot of positive attention, shepherding the nomination of Judge Barrett to successful confirmation in the Senate. And as Manu Raju commented on CNN, Jamie Harrison is going to have to sort of get used to answering questions. Listen.
Harrison has let his ads. do the talking, doing little public campaigning, and speaking sparingly to the media.
They have been blitzing us with ads back-to-back.
I haven't seen a lot of Jamie Harrison ads.
I haven't seen them much more than just that and on the Internet.
As a father of two young sons and pre-diabetic, Harrison has been cautious in the age of coronavirus, even insisting on large plexiglass be placed beside him during Saturday's debate. Harrison's campaign says his schedule has been packed, but his aides would not provide a list of his virtual events despite many requests by CNN.
Mr. Harrison? Hi, Bunny Raju at CNN. Do you have a quick minute to talk before the debate? Yeah, we've been trying to talk to you for this. Your campaign hasn't been responding to our questions. Mr. Harrison, do you have a quick second to talk about the debate, how it went? Sir, any questions from CNN? Will you take them?
Okay, this is seems to be something of a strategy, which is that right now, look, things are difficult in this country. I mean, the stock market bottomed out today. There was almost a 400-point loss. And now people feel by 2-1, the country's headed in the wrong direction. So the Democratic idea is all they have to do is avoid answering questions. Are you going to stack the court? We're not going to answer that. They're not going to answer questions about what to do next. Or, well, so how are you going to solve the coronavirus? We're going to wear masks. That's basically what they have. And the idea is they just want people to vote against Trump. But it's going to take more than that. And speaking of taking more than that, there is a big new movie with kind of an amazing cast. It's got all kinds of Oscar nominees. Jessica Chastain, who's a fine actress, plays the lead role. But it's a movie about a paid assassin with a mysterious background. And boy, is it violent. Take a listen to this quick review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jessica Chastain plays an expert assassin who runs into trouble with the deadly super-secret organization that employs her in the new thriller, Ava, available at select theaters and various streaming platforms.
I know you like Ava,
but she's a liability.
No, not her.
You need to rescind the kill order.
You know I can't do that. This is business.
In addition to elaborately choreographed and preposterous fight scenes, the film also goes into details of her troubled personal life, involving her alcoholism, her mother, played by Gina Davis, and her ex-boyfriend, ineptly portrayed by Common. Jessica Chastain can be a wonderful actress, but she's utterly wasted as a one-dimensional action star. Rated R for language and some truly sadistic violence as they run up the body count. Only two stars for Ava. It's both sad and silly.
This feature brought to you by the St. Kevin Foundation.
And what's sad, particularly about Ava, is the waste of talent, because you heard the voices there of John Malkovich, who plays her boss in this super secret killing organization, and Colin Farrell, who's her arch enemy. And Jessica Chastain and Gina Davis, these are all gifted people. Why would they want to be involved in a film like this? Who knows? Right now, look, the movie business is having lots of challenges with the closing down of Regal Cinemas. And, of course, everything in the country, and so much of it depends upon the coronavirus. And conquering that virus, not just maintaining it, not just waiting for vaccines. I do believe that Vice President Pence is tomorrow going to be able to speak more optimistically about actual positive steps that could be taken, maybe even bipartisan steps, on dealing with the virus in the months ahead. And he is chairman of the president's coronavirus task force, and the president is in less of a situation, at least for the next couple of days, to talk about this crisis. So I think you may hear Vice President Pence doing that. And Kamala Harris, she's going to, I'm quite sure, be talking about trying to bring greater equality, trying to bring better race relations. She's certainly going to mention the defense of Obamacare against the ongoing lawsuit to basically try to dismantle it. She's going to talk about people with pre-existing conditions. You will certainly hear about that. And then generally, I would imagine she will talk about the sense of, to use a Jimmy Carter word, malaise. The fact that the country looks ahead and wants to find and build on some reasons for optimism. And that, of course, is obviously what President Trump means to do between now and 4 weeks from today. Yes, that's all it is. When we will be voting, all of us. Some of us are voting right now across the country. Next time, we will be talking about a, Governor Gavin Newsom of California. I mean, surely one of those Democrats who has it in mind to run for president. He, I don't think, is even shy about it. I've actually spoken to him about it. He came into the studio and was on our show a couple of years ago. In any event, Governor Newsom has urged diners who go to restaurants in California not just to wear masks, but to put their masks on in between bites. How exactly does that work? And then we also have a fascinating study about the real risks of coronavirus compared to other health risks. Is there added risk? It really depends on who you are, how old you are, what your personal health may be. And what about the odds for President Trump of actually making a complete, full, thorough recovery? He isn't there yet, his doctors say. But could he be within the next couple of days or weeks? We will deal with all of that and much more, including tomorrow night, that vice presidential debate, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.